There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, the tracks of my travels to the uninitiated. It's three songs that come from the radio. Wish you straight back to travel memories. We've somehow managed to convince a lot of celebrities to do this, and they shared some fantastic stories with us.
There's been some absolute crackers, hasn't there? Today, the tracks of my travels belong to Howard from one of my favourite bands of all time. Not ashamed to say that. I had their posters stuck up on my wall with Blue Tack back in the day.
Did you really?
Yeah. Take that. I loved them.
Right from the start. Everything Changes But You.
I was nearly right from Babe, I'm Here Again.
Yeah.
Little Mark I'll doing that one.
Do we need Howard on the tracks of my travels? We can sing all his songs, can't we?
We could, but we won't. Don't worry. Howard, welcome to the ticket. Where are we headed for your first song today?
All right, then. Well, I'll go with Grey Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
This was probably the first song that I... Well, when I first heard it, I was watching it on VHS in somebody's house with loads of mates. I remember hearing it and actually I started crying.
What? Why? Just emotion.
Listening to the song, because it was such a beautiful, beautiful, amazing song. And there was also footage of people in the crowd getting really emotional and really into the concert. And it was really, it really got me. It really got to me.
I'm going to have to watch that video now.
Yeah, I think it's Live from Pompeii, the video was. I was in the room with a guy called Steve Cameron, Russell Jackson, and it was all just there. Yeah, it was amazing. He was really beautiful. I was quite young as well. I mean, I was probably about 18 years old, so I was going through the change, going from a little boy into a man.
I am not frightened of dying. Any time will do. I don't mind. Why should I be frightened of dying? There's no reason for it. You've got to go sometime.
Oh,
That is just magical, isn't it? What a masterpiece.
I said to Mark about halfway through that, are there any words?
No, there aren't.
No.
No words, but it moves you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it moved Howard from Take That.
It did, yeah. And of course, that's from the classic album, The Dark Side of the Moon, released back in 1973. And that singer that we heard there, wailing away in many ways, is a lady called Claire Torrey. She was actually a session musician. The guys that just liked her sound, she was recommended by the engineer on the album, Alan Parsons, and they said, you've got to hear this girl. So they all had a listen and thought, she's the one that we want doing vocals on this. And it composed by Richard Wright, the keyboard player from Pink Floyd.
If you haven't heard Tracks of My Travels before, we cannot do one without any Mark facts in it. That's the rule, isn't it? You love your Mark facts.
Yes.
So Howard from Take That, sharing his Tracks of My Travels with us this afternoon. Howard, where are we going next?
Number two, We Are the People by Empire of the Sun.
Pretty new.
Yeah, it's pretty new. I would say it's probably one of the songs that I wish I'd written, because I love it. I love the chord progressions in there. Very strange melody as well, but an amazing melody. And I used to play this on repeat, literally in the circus tour, because I was going through a bit of a change in life, in my relationship, going from one to another. So it was a bit... it's not like me to play songs over and over again to get emotional about something, but I did that. I was being a bit of a girl, really, because I think a lot of women probably play sad songs when they're sad about things. Yeah, I was probably being that way, and I don't normally do that. I tend to stay away from sad songs. Not that it's a sad song, it's an amazing song, but I stay away from it if I'm in an emotional state.
He's really opening up his heart, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's what Tracks My Travels does to people, isn't it?
It
when
does,
they share
yeah.
their stories. It's great. I love it. I really want to hear that song now, and we will next, as Howard from Take That carries on his Tracks My Travels on the ticket. My Travels this week belong to Howard from Take That, who are performing next Wednesday live at Dubai Media City Amphitheatre, if you want to go see them. We've heard Pink Floyd, The Great Gig in the Sky. Remind us where we're headed for your second song, though, Howard, and why.
We Are the People by Empire of the Sun. And I used to play this on repeat because I was going through a bit of a change in life, in my relationship, going from one to another. So it was a bit... it's not like me to play songs over and over again to get emotional about something, but I did that.
We can remember swimming in December, heading for the city lights, 975, sharing each other, nearer than father. Lemon drips from your
So that's Empire of the Sun there then. Australian electronic duo. I didn't know they were Australian, I must say.
Watch out, Mark Facts coming at you fast.
Yeah,
you can see why that'd be emotional though if you're going through a breakup.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I've been
through a few breakups. So we should do that, our breakup songs one week. I've got loads.
Don't think we've got enough time in the world for yours. So great story so far from Howard. Howard's take that, taking over Tracks of My Travels this afternoon. What is the last one gonna be, Howard?
The last one is Peg by Stevie Dan. This one, I was walking along the street with my headphones on, listening to it. It was in a street in London. I was looking at my phone and I smashed my head right into a lamppost.
You didn't.
And all this blood started coming out all over my jumper, everywhere. And all these old ladies started coming round me and started sitting me down on the wall, which was next to the lamppost, because all my nose was... And this music was still... This Peg was still playing in my ears. And one of them even went across to the bakery and got me a bun and a coffee.
Aww.
To make me feel better. And they were saying, oh, should we get the ambulance? Should we get the ambulance? And I said, no, it's all right. I mean, luckily I had another top exactly the same, because this was ruined. That's sort of like a bit of a bad memory, but a funny memory. And it's sort of like a lesson not to look at your phone.
Yeah, you did a Kanye.
I did. Yeah, this is probably about 7 years ago.
Only 7 years ago? I thought you were talking about when you were like 14.
No, this is about 7 years ago when mobile phones were first invented. I seen your picture.
It's absolutely epic from Howard to take that, yeah. I think I'd walk into a lamppost if I got that playing as well.
You know what, though? It's so chilled, it would be such a shock.
It would.
To be listening to that and then walk into a lamppost.
Quick bit of info. Steely Dan, of course, Donald Fagen, Walter Becker from their album Asia, and it features Michael McDonald singing backing vocals on that song. There you are.
How brilliant was Howard from Take That on Tracks of My Travels?
He's just like the best we've ever had, I think. Oh, and Barbara texted in, I love the Golden Oldies you're playing today.
Thank you, Barbara. Not our choice. They are going to be online if you'd like to listen again. Share them with your friends, or if you've just tuned in and just caught the end of that, you missed an absolute cracker. Howard from Take That sharing some great travel memories. memories with us. Last one, rather painful. But you can see Take That live next Wednesday at Dubai Media City Amphitheatre. I just checked, tickets are still available.
Are they?
Yeah, 350 dirhams for the general ones. Go right up to 995 if you want to be a VIP.
Cool.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.